That's the way.
This is my lunch clock. All right, I'm going to call the regular monthly meeting of the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council to order. And according to our agenda, I'd like for you all to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll ask Mr. Carl David to lead us. did I miss something, sir?
Nothing. Let me finish my muffin. Everybody, please put your hand over your heart and follow after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's Army Strong. Okay, Mr. Eric Inslee, the council roll call, please.
All right. Mr. Carl David.
Here.
Mr. Eric Dwayne.
Present.
Mr. David Hahn.
Here.
Mr. Richard Lundberg.
Here.
Mr. Robert McDonald.
Here.
Mr. Mario Munoz.
Here.
Mr. Greg Rapp. Mr. Chairman, we have a call.
Assuming he's on the way. Okay. Let me read the little disclaimer here for the public comments. Item number three on the agenda. I think it's item number three. Okay. The agenda contains a brief description of each item to be considered. Except as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing in the agenda. To speak on an item, complete a speaker's request form identifying the items and deposit it in the box on the chairman's desk, which is right over there. Hi, Renee. To speak on a matter not appearing in the agenda but under the jurisdiction of the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council, you may do so now during public comments. Again, speaker request forms are over there. When addressing the council, it is requested that you state your name for the record, address the council as a whole through the chairman. Comments to individual members or staff are not permitted. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. The first speaker I have is Deborah Taus. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Deborah.
I'm Deborah Toos from Horizon.
Toos, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's close enough. I'm from Horizon Pregnancy Clinic. I'm here today as a guest of Rich Lumberg. We are a nonprofit organization that helps women in an unplanned pregnancy. We're, if you will, an alternative to Planned Parenthood. We hope that they parent. And all of our services are free. Ultrasounds, pregnancy tests, and the important thing that I want you guys to be aware of is that we also offer parenting classes for men and women all the way from the time from conception until the baby is a toddler. I've met with Mitzi. She did a site visit to check us out and talked about several things. So we really just want to create awareness and be come alongside your vets to offer them resources for our parenting classes. And they also, with the classes, they earn points every time they come. And with those points they earn, they get to shop in our store, which is all donated diapers and clothes. So they get essentials to help them care for their child. So it's all completely free to the community. And we just want to be there to come alongside the resources you guys already offer. And Rich has cards if you'll want.
Okay.
His website and all of that, if there's any other
questions. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Next up is Mr. Christopher Aguilera.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Council members. My name is Christopher. I'm a senior field representative for City Women's Sharon Corsola, and the purpose of this public statement today is to let the Orange County Veteran Advisory Council be aware that AB 368 is moving forward. A press release I have for the council members to review at their convenience is entitled Proposed Veteran Cemetery Bill Takes New Step Forward. And essentially this, right now AB 368 is the only legislative vehicle moving an Orange County Veteran Cemetery forward in Sacramento at the moment. And the bill right now is currently is in Senate Appropriations Committee. This press release is about amendments being taken at the Senate Appropriations Committee to hopefully bring a cemetery for Orange County. And recently, Terry Walker, the superintendent of the Irvine Unified School District, stated, "We sincerely appreciate Assemblywoman Corsola's consideration of the concerns articulated in our letter. The safety and well-being of our students chair of the Assembly Veterans Committee, Assemblywoman Priscilla added, while I respect those who have pressed for the artist site, the local support for the new site continues to grow throughout both the legislature and from Orange County. We know that the Veterans Cemetery in Los Angeles is at capacity, and the lengthy wait for veterans to be buried in the Riverside Cemetery is insufficient for families waiting to respect their loved ones. And so, if questions about the Veterans Cemetery can be addressed to the Assemblywoman's Capital Office or her district office, and we sincerely appreciate all of the good work that the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council does for veterans every day in Orange County. And that is all. Thank you.
Thank you.
To Eric.
Thanks, sir.
Cheers.
Okay, next up, Bill, is a Stout? Shrout?
Shrout,
okay. United Healthcare?
Thank you. My name is Bill Stroud, and my colleague is Bernie Clegg. We're both veterans, and we were here a couple few months ago, but it was an evening meeting, as I recall. That evening. Yeah. Anyway, just we were invited, Bernie and I are trying to do the different functions to become more familiar with your organization and see how United Healthcare can be a help to veterans, because a lot of times veterans think they're health benefits are only with the VA. It's not true. You know, and United Healthcare is, you know, is the largest one on the planet, actually, you know, for healthcare. So we're trying to see ways that we can be of help to the veterans. And of course, Bernie and I are both veterans as well. So anyway, and so we're just trying to get around and meet people and see what we can do for the organization. Thanks.
Thank you for coming. Next up, Stephanie Wade from the Office of Congressman Cisneros' office.
Chairman McDonald, council members, my name is Stephanie Wade. I am the Veterans Liaison and Field Representative for Congressman Cisneros, the 39th District. We're just happy to be here. We're extremely supportive about all the moves to try and develop both cemetery sites at the moment, both the Irvine plan and the Anaheim plan, and we, you know, the congressman is being really well appraised of both of those plans, and we're looking for a federal way of support at the earliest opportunity. The other reason that brings us here today is the Congress, our office is having a great deal of difficulty getting some of our casework done. You know, we noted today that as you presented, and it's been very transparent, that wait times are increasing here at the Veterans Service Office. You know, as noted, 51 minutes to 91 minutes or 92 minutes, that and we've been experiencing some problems, and in particular cases we reached out to the staff here, and they've been very helpful in being able to triage a couple instances, but it's getting, you know, it's a real difficulty because this is the major office for us to refer people who need support writing claims, particularly to the VA, and you know, it's just, you know, veterans often with disabilities staying here all day sometimes and not being seen. We're hoping that, you know, there's an opportunity to, you know, provide more resources, and we understand there have been some staffing shortages that we're working through, but we just wanted to make sure that, you know, it's on everybody's radar, which it appears to be. I think the one other thing I could report on that front is that I know that our office has spoken to Supervisor Chafee's office, and they have staff meeting scheduled on the wait time issues here this week. So I just wanted to share that and say, you know, I'm glad that you're working on it because it is such a significant problem.
Thank you, Stephanie. Next up is Mr. Dennis Tucker, LA Metro.
Good morning, OCVAC. I got some information for you. If you can help me, sir. Really quick, I just wanted to take this opportunity. Thanks for having me. I represent LA Metro. I run the veterans program at LA Metro, right? And I understand resources is a big proponent for veterans and their families. I want to take it a step further and talk about employment piece. And so I've handed out not only packets with not only job description, but also job leads. At my current role at LA Metro, as an Army veteran, retired Army veteran of 22 years, I understand that employment is a big, big indicator for veterans getting into transitioning from the military and getting back on their feet. And I want to help with that. I want you guys, I want this advisory council to help me spread the word that I have no geographical barriers. I can go anywhere from Northern California to Southern California. It's not just LA Metro and downtown LA. but we run, we are the third largest transportation agency in the United States. I get to run that effort for a retired CEO, retired CSM from the Army, who's our current CEO. We have a 6% hiring goal, and I want you guys to help me spread the word. And so I think, in my other role, I am Supervisor Mark Willie Thomas, Veteran Advisory Commissioner for LA County 2nd District. And so with that, in that current role, it kind of helps me drop the word in LA County a little bit more and use that platform to sort of leverage those opportunities. And I think I want to sort of branch out a little bit more here in my OC and make sure you guys know that LA Metro is doing some wonderful things as far as employment, and I want you guys to help me with that if you can. I am available at any time. I don't mind coming out. I just want to be able to recruit and retain veterans to let them know the employment opportunities at LA Metro if I can do that. Last but not least, on September 7th, I have the opportunity to work with the radio station KJLH for the last 3 years to run their veteran service piece. They have a program called Men's Empowerment. This is the third annual, and I have ran it the last 3 years, and we just really focus on veterans. Last year, we had about 250 veterans in the room, and we talked about the acronym SELF, right? And so with that, this year, I get to do that same effort again for KJLH by running the veterans piece. We're going to talk about the acronym BASICS. I'm going to scale it back a little bit and just really focus with the veteran and BASICS. Now, it says men's empowerment, women are welcome. We're going to talk about veterans. We're going to talk about healthcare. We're going to talk about police brutality, all those things you see on the flyer. But it's just another opportunity for veterans to not only, you know, get together and network, but also I can really talk about the employment opportunities there. So thank you again for having me. I know I have about 3 minutes, but again, Chairperson, I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Are there any more public comments? All right, come on.
I'm sorry.
Need to fill out the form, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is our first time.
Okay, but in the future, you need to fill out a form.
Okay. Cool. Just say your name. Okay. So my name is Sarah. This is Mika. I work down in San Diego with the military collaboratives and the veteran coalitions, along with my counterpart down there. Mika is brand new with GCU.
And a veteran. Air Force veteran.
Air Force veteran. A military spouse. We're the local military counselors for Grand Canyon University. We know how difficult it can be to actually meet with a counselor as a student who is just trying to get their questions answered. So we're just here to offer ourselves as a resource, maybe we can partner with you guys if you guys ever do events or just need somebody to answer questions on VA benefits or financial aid, things like that. We're well versed in that. We work with, we only work with military, whether it's veterans, active duty, and their spouses. So just wanted to introduce ourselves.
Thank you. But do us a favor, still fill out the form, okay?
All right.
Okay. Anybody else? Hearing none, seeing none, public comments is closed. Thank you. All right. Reset. Executive Committee report. Greg's not here, so just briefly, what we just discussed a little bit is the Hail City Heroes program coming up on September the 8th. And I guess that we... you'll talk a little bit about it more, Carl, in his comments. And also, just to remind everyone that the National Minority Veterans Summit is in Dallas on the 27th, being put on by the VA Center for Minority Veterans. And I think we've sent some information to you again, but we'll send it out to you again so you can have the information on that. And that would be it. But we'll segue into the Orange County Veterans Military Family Collaborative update. Member David.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. The steering committee has gotten together a couple of times, and a member of the steering committee is here. So if I state something wrong, but there's a lot of things going on. The general meeting, I don't think the date has been set yet for the next general meeting. But there's a lot of things going on with the housing meeting. And that's the employment meeting is the 27th. The housing meeting is the 28th or 29th. There's a homeless vets luncheon on the 30th. There's a lot of things. The mobile pantry. The collaborative is active and working hard. That's probably all I want to say about the collaborative. I've got flyers to hand to our events chairman and let him put them on a calendar and those kind of things. But as soon as I hear about the next general meeting, I'll let you all know, because I know we had mentioned that in the last meeting that we wanted to know that date, and I'll get it as quick as I receive it. I'll forward it out to everybody on the council.
Any questions? Okay.
Oh, and the behavior, yeah. Why don't you mention that?
So the Collaboratives is sponsoring their annual Behavioral Health Summit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
September 20th. And the registration is open, so anyone interested in attending.
Santiago County College.
Thanks, guys.
Ooh, what's the date?
September 20th.
Santiago Canyon.
Oh, and that's their annual Behavioral Health Summit.
Good. Good. Orange County Veteran Service Officers update. I'm assuming that's going to be you, Mr. Eric.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. As it was mentioned previously about the wait times and that in the Veteran Service Office lobby, I wanted to highlight some things in both months and talk to them simultaneously, because I think a lot of the answers that we can provide might be assistance to this body. Both months we've seen at least a largely 20% uptake in total veterans claims filed. A lot of our increases were surrounding the college fee waivers and driver's license designations. Those have increased significantly, which takes up a lot of the time for data entry if they've not previously been into our office. I think that takes up a lot of our wait times to try and get to those claimants, but also trying to address some of the potential claims that may exist based on the review of the DD-214s. But also, CalVet has also addressed having the veterans designation for National Guard and reservists. So we've seen a large volume of those individuals coming in who served to get that designation. So a lot of those nuances in trying to explain to those veterans what a potential claim may look like for those individuals. So keeping pace with our increases in our wait times, yes, we're probably right on track with an hour and a half to almost 2 hours for our wait times. On top of having reduced staff, we do have nearly a full complement of staff and two new service officer training now that may sort of ease some of that. Again, it takes about 18 months for a newly trained service officer to be fully versed in veterans law to be able to address the nuances of any individual claim. That being said, I think we're on a good pathway to address the wait times more significantly now since we do have that full complement of staff.
And I'll just add that we are asking the board supervisors for 5 additional positions.
Good, yes.
So, we'll appreciate your support when that item goes to the board for final approval.
Good, great.
And I have one addition on the satellite office operations, especially at Los Alamitos. They're taking a lot of the pressure off the wait times here. And we're booked at Los Alamitos all the way out through February. So that's a good thing that we're operating those satellite locations so that we're able to reach a larger group, and a lot of those are guard folks.
We still have walk-ins. I will say that as far as scheduled appointments for our office, because we try and do a mix of scheduled appointments as well as address the walk-ins coming through our lobby every day, our wait times, we're scheduling into December currently and easing into January with scheduled appointments. So as much as we try to address the wait times in the lobby to get people seen, we're also addressing them on the back end to try and get new callers calling into our call center who want to seek appointments as well. So we are increasing our numbers as far as scheduled appointments, but we're also seeing that same number go up as far as walk-ins in our lobby. The good thing about that is that we people while they're in the lobby, if we can get to them before they leave, we're able to schedule an appointment, sometimes triage some of those aging veterans who just can't get here without assistance, who are right there in our lobby.
But the wait time is always, is if I understand this correctly, the wait time is increased because there's more people coming.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a catch 22. You want to try to get the wait times down, but you've got a lot more people coming in thanks to word of mouth or whatever else is happening out here. Okay. And then the fact that you've got people in waiting to work and then they leave and stuff. So that all comes into play.
About 17% of the people coming in are from outside of Orange County. So CalVet does not
service those here in Orange County.
Really? 17% are coming from outside.
And so we feel as though we do a very good job. Not that the other counties don't, but we're getting referrals from other counties, and you know, we're obligated to service those members as well.
Do you, is there any particular county that's sending more than others?
I'm not going to say.
Well, I...
We know where they're coming from.
I was asking for a fact to see what we could get some help in. But,
so we are tracking
okay,
where
very
our
good.
Are coming from.
Okay.
So yes, we do have
okay.
some good stats. So our goal is to talk to CalMet
about... All right. Long as it's been tracked and we have access to go and talk.
To share with them and to...
Yeah. Well, that's also some information we may be able to need when we have to go speak in front of the Board of Supervisors about getting 5 new people.
Absolutely.
I'm just trying to make it all work. Yeah, I'm just trying to work it out. Just get my story straight. Okay. All right. Any other comments for Eric? Thank you. This is nice. Thank you. Thanks for doing June and July combo here. Thank you.
Quick question.
Yeah. Sure.
Is there a possibility that the tuition fee waiver is going to go back to email based or web based submissions?
I'm glad you mentioned that. We've been working on doing an electronic version of submitting that. I think that's definitely going to increase our ability to respond to college fee waivers, but also minimize the traffic that are coming in for
exactly.
college fee waivers as well. One of the challenges is that we still have a manual review process where it goes through several stages of review, and sometimes towards the end of it, you know, by the time it gets to my desk and I see that there may be some things that are missing that may pose a challenge for someone to get granted the waiver by CalMet. End up having to reject it or deny. Most of the time, we try to reject them as opposed to denying it, so that you know people don't have to go through the appellate process through CalVet, and then afford people an opportunity to remedy the deficient application before it actually goes through. So
the CalVet process or the college fee waiver process will be completely automated. We will not require you to come to the office at all.
I like
so
that.
If, today it's
you know
in person. Yes, it's
yeah.
in person completely. But in the future, you will not have to come to the office at all. It'll be a completely automated process.
Awesome.
Our goal was to have it in place June 1st
yeah.
of this year. That did not happen. We ran into some security violation issues that the county would not approve. And so we are in final testing stages. So fingers crossed, next year
awesome.
We'll have a fully implemented system.
Great news. Thank you.
Okay, Kevin. Kevin Alexander from the Orange County for Vets.
All right.
OC for Vets, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Got to see.
OC
we got
for
to see.
Yeah, our behavioral health services for veterans. So, this has been a fairly busy month. In addition to the ongoing caseloads and the ongoing veterans that we're working with, so we saw 83 new veterans referred in and coming into the program, spring into the program. So we definitely see a continued steady flow of referrals and veterans in need. We continue to do the outreach into the communities, into our shelters, the street outreach, attending community events. Actually, I presented over to Adult Protective Services this past month as well, and we saw an uptick in referrals from them over this past month as well as a result of the presentation, which has been
good.
So hiring, I'm still in the process of I'm waiting for HR to finalize the approval for the new clinician within the OCPS program. And I'm waiting for wardrobes to finish hiring the employment and housing care specialist and the care navigator. So that will be 5 of them total.
Okay.
That's where we're at this month.
Very good. Okay, before I go to Mr. Ben Gales, please note for the minutes that our illustrious vice chair has arrived. He is now in attendance. Okay? All right.
Should we start?
You thought it was 11:30, right? Yeah. No, 11.
Nope, my fault.
Sorry. Nope. Hey, welcome. Just a time for chat.
Okay.
Anyway, moving right along. Item number 9, CalVet Link.
just to, first to pick up a little bit on collaborative updates, everyone is aware that the collaborative did a strategic planning process, and that document is there. But what's happening right now is that all committees of the collaborative are developing strategic plans for their individual committees. So I think that's pretty exciting. I think that will be, probably become the most effective way to identify the more specific tangible goals moving forward. Richard, recognize your work and bring a new partner forward and in the areas of families and children. And that kind of got me thinking that I might just provide a little information on what's happening in that arena for this community. So we don't talk a ton about. I think first I want to make sure that everyone knows about the Orange County Strong Families, Strong Children Collaborative Project and what that is. It's an MHSA-funded project. It's been very successful. In fact, their funding has been moved to permanent as opposed to an amputated status, so that demonstrates their success. It's a collaborative of multiple agencies, the Child Guidance Center, Veterans Legal Institute, Families Forward. Families Forward focuses on housing, the housing components, and human options, domestic violence provider, and then a research partner as well. And so they're working with families, with those different groups, addressing holistic needs, and it's been very successful, as recognized through state funding. That committee is also working on its own strategic plan. They won fast enough, it is going to be bringing in new partners. There's going to be education, making sure that the broader veteran community understands the importance of helping families, and then also data. Presenting outcomes, and actually as part of the grant, that group is required to produce data, and so that's part of their, the committee's, the collaborative, the Children and Families Committee is presenting that data, and I think that's very worthwhile, hopefully a model for other committees. And then I guess the final thing I'd like to note is that a new senior veteran task force is being formed. And its first meeting will be in September. And I think it's a perfect example of why that group is being formed. You come in here today talking about United Healthcare. I think there's a strong need for an integration of veteran service providers and service providers for seniors in general, and looking at how those two fit together. And I think that Kevin's going to be very involved. The CVSO is going to be involved. We have already have some outside partners, and I think that's long overdue, and I think should turn out to be worthwhile. My thoughts for
that. Questions? Yeah, I got one. What do you have to do to qualify to be a senior?
I think you got it.
How do you define it?
It's 5 and older.
Wait a minute. They got the parameters. Oh, they're working on a strategic plan right now for the working group? Yeah, okay. All right.
I tell you, there's one thing I've learned in this job is there's so many different qualifications and lack of qualifications for different benefits. I don't think there can possibly be an answer to that.
There's got to be a level that starts at 75, 80. Where does a senior start? You don't know yet.
For an office on aging benefits.
But that's not what he said. He didn't say Office of Aging. He said Senior Veterans Task Force.
It varies depending on veterans.
So you could come in at 45?
Usually 50.
Thank you. Just say you got more to report, right? Film at 11. Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
And finally, also thanks to the CVSO for working with Calvin, obviously. A lot of things changing all the time. And that's a challenge.
Okay, moving right along. Looking for the communications report from Councilmember David.
I want to thank everybody for tracking their events and sending me notes so that I'm compiling that list of our activities over the year, and as we get to the end of this term, we'll put out that year in review for everybody's benefit. I really want to take a few moments and talk about this concert because, as I reported in the last council meeting, we as a council have 40 tickets that I made arrangements for the Pacific Symphony concert in Costa Mesa at the Orange County Fairgrounds Amphitheater. Those 40 tickets, we've already taken 20 with the council, and I've opened it up to the Medical Detachment, National Guard. There's four firefighters from JFTB. We're looking for a few more folks to fill our 40 seats, but we've made that arrangement directly with the Pacific Symphony folks, and they're going to send me those tickets, and as soon as I get them, I'll pass them to everybody else. Greg, I need your numbers, too. You're the last one on the council. But if you don't know what that is, it's the Pacific Symphony is hosting for about 1,000 veterans and what everybody else that can fit in the Pacific Amphitheater, a Lee Greenwood concert. The symphony will be there. They'll be performing. There's a 94-year-old Air Force colonel that will be directing them for one piece. And he was actually, he led the Air Force band, and he was in as an infantryman at D-Day in Normandy. So this is really a really wow. cool thing. And if you haven't looked, we'll put on the website with our events. We'll put on the website where you can go and get tickets. But I encourage anyone in the audience and anyone to talk to people, and let's just try and fill that whole arena. And that's pretty much all I have.
Very good. Any comments?
What time does that start?
5 o'clock.
5, yeah.
Yeah.
September 8th, right?
And yeah, mm-hmm. 5 o'clock. Yeah, and what we'll do is when I get the tickets and everything, I'll find out where the area is, and if they've made special arrangements for us to do things. I've asked for at least some ability to move around there and meet people and talk to people and do that kind of thing.
Sure. That'll be before our next meeting, but we'll make sure that we get it out to you guys a couple times doing via email. Keep you in the loop, okay? Next up, the Events Committee report. Councilmember Hahn, good kind sir.
Chairman, the website for the Hail to the Heroes is pacificsymphony.org. So if anyone wants to find out more information about it or request additional tickets, they can go to that website. For this month, let's see, we still have a few events planned for this month. TBY's Evening with Gary Sinise, the actor, is on the 25th.
Sunday.
Right. And then next Tuesday, we have the Regional Military Affairs Committee meeting at 3:30 p.m. at Joint Forces Training Base. And that evening, we also have the VA Long Beach Healthcare System Town Hall. And that's from 6 to 8 p.m. And then on the 29th, we have the Orange County, South County Veterans Resource Fair at Saddleback College. And then
we're going to be
real
there.
Quick. Say again?
I'm going to be at that one.
Okay.
I'll be doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
I'll be there with you, Greg.
I'll try to attend.
Yeah.
In September, on the 7th, there's a retiree expo at Camp Pendleton. Okay. If you want more information, just let me know. Retiree Expo at Camp Pendleton.
I'm sorry, what was the date of the other meeting at South
Ash? 29th. Oh, it's the 29th. It's from 10:15 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yes, what month? September 29th?
No, this month.
Oh,
August.
September.
Thank you. Sorry.
August. It's August.
August, I'm sorry. August 29th.
So next week.
Next Thursday.
Okay.
Oh, flyer extension.
Let's see, we've already touched on the Hail to Heroes, got the Air Force birthday coming up on the 8th as well.
Heroes Hall,
yeah? Yep, Heroes Hall. And let's see, there's a golf tournament on the 16th, California Country Club Golf for Kids. Let's see, you already talked about the Behavioral Health Summit. And then on the 21st is the American Legion Huntington Beach Post 133 Centennial Celebration.
Wow.
The 21st as well, we also have the Elks Lodge Luau to benefit veteran families. Richard, thank you. And then the 10th annual AUSA Golf Tournament is on the 23rd. That's at Alta Vista Country Club. And that's all I have.
Okay, very good.
Just a few events.
Couple. Any comments? Any more comments? Okay, going around the room. We'll start with Richard.
Several items, if you don't mind.
Sure.
On the table over there, flyer for everybody who's interested. At the Garden Grove Elks, they're going to have a big luau that's going to benefit veterans' families. Okay, and that's on the 21st September. You can call starting next week. Phone number's on there in the reservation. We'll call your tickets there. Starts at 4 p.m. We have a great bar, dinner at 5, and the entertainment starts at 6:30. So you're all very much welcome to join with that. I was talking to the lady in the office this morning at the lodge, and when she found out I was a member of this organization, she asked for help. She said the lodge there collects hotel toiletries like shampoos, things like that. They also get donations of new clothing. She mentioned underwear, it's still in the packages, and they would accept it. And they used to take all that to the Veterans Hospital, and they no longer wish to receive those items. So I have a name and phone number if anybody has a need for those types of items that they can share with the veterans. Let me know, and I'll provide them to you. So that's kind of it. Last meeting, Ben over there caught my attention. And what he was talking about was getting the word out. We have all these wonderful organizations, but how do we get the information out to all the veterans out there? So I got to thinking, how can I do that? How can we do that? So starting next month, in my church's newsletter forever, this is going to be in the newsletter somewhere in there, with this little bit of information. I'm open to ideas. If you want me to change the verbiage, I just about ran out. All right. So, like Ben was saying, how do we get the knowledge out there that we provide all these services? What I've learned so far in the short time I've been a member of this committee is we collaborative seems to be the focal point for that. The logical location. So, what it says here is, are you a friend of or know of a veteran or active service member who needs help with government resources, employment, health care, behavioral health, financial, education, children and families, domestic / substance abuse, housing, homeless, legal assistance? Then send that to the Orange County Veterans Military Families Collaborative on their email address. Just a little something, maybe once a month, maybe twice, people reading my church's newsletter might share that with somebody. So my plan is to start canvassing churches and other types of organizations when they do something like that. I've been waiting for my business card, and I don't want something official to hand out when I talk to whoever is at that location. And then my other thought was, and I talked to Ben about this, all right, how do we catch the metrics on this? That was a big deal last month we talked about that. We need to prove to people we're doing things like this. So my thought was, Ben is going to supply me with a name and an address. And I'll go to my church secretary and say, would you mail it out to this person? So as often as this flyer, whatever goes up, they're going to receive it and put it in their spreadsheet or database, whatever you want to do. It's just a thought. So I've got to have some kind of unique name so when it comes to your location, they don't know what the fuck is going on. So that's what I'm doing. Other than that, thank you for being here with us today. We appreciate it. Thursday at 5:30.
As in tomorrow?
Yes. You know what that means?
The prime rib at Garden Grove. I'm a little occupied tomorrow at 5:30, so it has to be the next month. I kind of got a little function I have to go to tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's right. I'm just going to have about I won't mention it, but I'm just going to have 400 plus of my closest friends will be visiting me. Okay. All right. So we do it the next month. Eric.
So Friday the 13th, I know we didn't pick the best day, but we wanted to get it early in the semester. At Cerritos College, we're offering the VetNet Ally Seminar. I'm co-chair of the VetNet Ally program. If you have any kind of interaction with college campuses at all, I urge you to come to this. We open the doors to everyone. We've actually had members from this community come and attend our spring VetNet Ally Seminar. It's eye-opening for a lot of people, even veterans. I've had department deans tell me I'm an ally and I serve. You know, that's not a prerequisite to become an ally. You have to actually understand the challenges that student veterans face in colleges. So that's why we have this program. So it's going to be Friday the 13th, September. It's going to be 8 a.m. to noon at Cerritos College. And somehow I'll get some information out to somebody to disseminate. But if you look me up on the Cerritos College webpage, shoot me an email or something like that, I'll give you more information. I don't have a flyer here for you, but I'll definitely get that back to this committee. If anybody's interested in attending, please come see me after the meeting. I'll give you my email address or phone number. We'll definitely make space for you in that seminar. That's all I got.
Thank you, Eric. Dan?
I want to thank everybody who came to Coastline College for their Veterans Resource Center that was opened. I know Carl was there, Bobby was there, Rich was there. It's in my hometown, and I think it's going to be a welcome asset to the city of Garden Grove, which is sorely lacking in, doesn't have an American Legion, doesn't have Veterans Foreign Wars. I think it'll be something that'll be a great resource to the many veterans in the city of Garden Grove. Also, I want to bring forth that city of Garden Grove has no veterans events, which is very disappointing. They don't do Memorial Day, they don't do 4th of July, and I'm in the process of trying to work with a group to get together a Veterans Day event this November. So if anybody can help and support that, I'd really appreciate it. Give me some contacts. There's a committee that's working on it to get contacts to start getting everything in the process. We already got the permits and everything through the city, so any help, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
September 7th, Waves of Valor. So Team Red, White, and Blue is having an event at Huntington Beach where they teach disabled veterans how to surf. You can volunteer for that event. You can do anything from selling food to helping pick up the surfboards as they come ashore, or if you know how to surf. I believe there's two more spots open if you're interested, if you're a veteran and if you want to learn how to surf. Again, that's September 7th, bright and early, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
What is it called?
Waves of Valor.
Okay.
My team, RBW, Red, White, and Blue. Second thing, SeaWorld opened up their Waves of Honor again. So if you're a veteran, you qualify for 4 free tickets to SeaWorld from now until December 30th, I believe.
Mm.
So you get 4 free tickets. All you got to do is go on the website, SeaWorld, look up Waves of Honor, and they pretty much just confirm that you're a veteran, and they give you 4 free tickets. Lastly, there is an OCVAC wall right outside that I hope we can update with all these posters and events, and I don't mind spearheading that as well.
Okay.
I think that's it.
So duly noted. Thank you.
Keep me counting.
Okay. Great.
Well, everything says 11 o'clock on my calendar, so I apologize for thinking it was 11:30. So, accept my apologies. So, I will be at Saddleback next week at the 29th. I'll be doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and Lisa Bartlett will be there, our chairwoman for the Support of Supervisors. So, I'll be there, and I believe our Congresswoman Katie Porter will be there. So, I'm looking forward to it. Again, I apologize for being late.
Okay.
I plan to be at that event as well, Greg, so appreciate what all you do there in Mission Viejo. Second thing, I want to reinforce what Dave mentioned about the September 23rd golf tournament. I've run that golf tournament for 10 years now. This is the 10th one, and it's at Alta Vista Country Club. It makes money for, our major fundraiser for the AUSA Greater LA Chapter, and we benefit military vets and families and our programs to help veterans. And we partner up with Liberty Mutual Insurance, and they give us about $65,000-$66,000 worth of gifts, prizes, and everything. We host veterans when we get sponsorships and people don't want to golf. We put a veteran in there and let them play golf. So it's a great event, and if you'll just go to AUSAGLAC.info, you can sign up and come and volunteer and help. We need sponsorships, we need golfers, and that sort of thing. And that's all I have.
Mr. Chairman, is there a way to vet some organizations that say they help veterans? Because I went to Walmart, and there's a group outside of Walmart, and they're selling things, and their company name makes it sound like they're doing things to help homeless vets. But when you go on to their website and try to find out information about them, they tell everybody about all these great things and ways they collect money, but never about what they do with the money, how it actually helps a veteran, how it helps take a veteran that's off on the streets, get them off the streets and into a house.
Are they a legitimate 503c group, and are they rated by the charity rating system?
That
line.
That I don't know.
That's
so that's one I would look
that's
at.
Where you go.
Is there a website for that?
I think there is. I don't have it offhand.
Charity Navigator.
There you go. Charity
Navigator.
Tells you.
Okay.
You should even report like how many. What percentage of every dollar goes to charity?
Right, I know with the CFC, the Combined Federal Campaign, that
those
charities will tell you what percentage actually goes to do what they say they do.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing is, this is pushing like a year ago, but I remember getting an email that the Department of Justice had a program where they were looking into organizations that were fraudulently claiming they were helping veterans and whatnot.
Yeah,
so
I did see a report on
that. And see what, it's been a while since I've had that issue.
Okay. Yeah, it just bothers me when I see people that say they do things for veterans and then
you know,
don't.
And also too, even the schools and stuff around there, in order for you to get outside in front of one of the stores or something like that, you have to be totally vetted. I mean, the stores are vetted.
So
I don't, but they do. I mean, because they still let anybody, I mean, just sit out there and hawk for dollars. But somebody got through somebody to get through if they weren't legit, okay? But if they were legit.
Okay.
But usually we haven't had, I think a long time ago we had a couple people that were complaining about certain groups out there and they stopped. But unless somebody complains about it.
Okay. Yeah, well, I can't find. There's nothing to complain about at this point. But
yeah,
just
well, I got you. But it's a good thing to
really
go to.
Help.
But at least we'd have an opportunity to go to charity.
Okay.
Charity,
yeah, I'll check that out. Thank you.
You're welcome. To me, I want to say thank you for all the work that you gentlemen are doing out in the community. Appreciate it. From your standpoint, now that you've got that VSO right there on campus for Coastline, that might be a start. You know, I mean, I was looking at it the other day because you and I had this kind of conversation. We were working on it. It might be nice just to, if nothing else, use that big parking lot they have to have just a get-together and a gathering and let that be a starting spot. We could talk about more detail about it, but while you're processing, that would be a good place just to hook in and start because you're there, right there where veterans and stuff could be. Okay, just a thought.
Yeah.
And you've got some support with both the Chancellor and Chancellor Vivian. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have their contact.
Okay. But that's just a thought. It may
be
something different, but it's a small start to get going, then you can grow it from there. Right. And to be involved with the Strawberry Festival.
Yeah.
Anyway, having said all that, I want to thank all of you for coming and thank your information. I want to thank the legislators, aides that are here. We appreciate you. Thank all you. And if there's nothing else to come before the group, meeting's adjourned.
All right.